On today's special Foundations of Faith, Believer's Voice of Victory, discover the power that is in the name of Jesus. The Bible says there's no other name under heaven whereby you must be saved. Begin living a life of power in Jesus' name.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearson. This year, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast celebrates 35 years. And over the past 3.5 decades, my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, have preached the uncompromised Word of God. And I've been watching and listening to them my whole life. And the Word, it's continuing to build my faith. It's causing me to grow spiritually, and it'll do the exact same thing in you. Today, we have a special broadcast from 1989 with Brother Copeland on the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Watch this. You'll be blessed.
Prayer changes things. Faith in His Word will change circumstances in life. That's what this broadcast is all about. And we want to share the things that we've learned in our lives in this ministry that have brought us results, brought us deliverance, brought us prosperity in life. And we want to share these things so that you can grow in faith and grow in the things of God and live in victory on a daily basis. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into the Word. Father, we thank You for the Word today, and we give You praise and thanksgiving for it. We ascribe all of the glory for every word that's said and every deed that's done to the mighty name of Jesus. We praise You and thank You for it. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, I want you to open them to Philippians chapter 2. Yesterday, we began talking about the power and the reality of the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look in the second chapter of the book of Philippians. I want to read, well, we want to major particularly on the 9th verse, but I want to read down from, let's start with the 5th verse. This is, this is so powerful that most human beings are afraid to believe it. They're either afraid to believe it, or they just, you know, when they read the Bible, even serious Bible scholars reading this area, just slip over it a little bit and don't really look at the words and see what they are really, really saying to us. So let's do that right now. In the 5th verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now that's, that already starts off with a message to let us know you have to let this mind be in you. It won't be in you if you don't. And there are forces that will try to keep this mind from being in you. So let's make our minds up right now. I'm going to let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, isn't that a strange way to make a statement? But really, as you think about it a little bit, this is actually what religion does all the time. We think it's robbery to be on an equal plane with God, or to be the children of God, or we have an idea that we would not be in a state of humility if we considered ourselves seated at the right hand of majesty on high by His power. So, yeah, Brother Copeland, but that was Jesus. Well, He just got through saying, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who did not feel like he was robbing God to be called His son. Or in other words, well, who am I to ever be God's son? But everybody around Jesus at the time he was in his earthly ministry looked at him like that. Well, they said, well, who does he think he is? You know, I mean, how could he be anybody? It's just that carpenter's boy. We know him. We know his folks. And they wouldn't give the honor that a prophet is due to him. So now, catch hold of that. Hold on to that thought as we read into the rest of this, because this is going to open up our thinking and give us a key to living by victory, living by faith, victoriously over all the problems and storms of life. Now listen to this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now listen to this right here. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and has given him a name. Ooh, listen. God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Now let's look in the book of Ephesians right quick-like. And let's see here what this says in chapter 1 about that name. He says, and this is a prayer that the Apostle Paul was praying. I pray this every day. I pray this prayer every day for this ministry. I pray it for my family. I pray it for myself. I pray this prayer every day for all of my partners of this ministry, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance is in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. Or in other words, what does all that power mean to me right now as a believer? According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Now get this phrase right here and hang on to it. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. There never will be anything forever, ever invented, ever discovered, ever to come out of the heart and the mind of Almighty God that is ever given a name that will not be subject to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every name that is named and has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body. Now that's talking about authority. Said He's been given a name which is above every name that is named. And we read there in the book of Philippians, let's go back over there again. I want you to get this in your Bible. Mark it down there in the column of your Bible, someplace in the note place, someplace. Mark this down. He hath highly exalted Him and given him a name which is above every name. Now right here it says every name that's named. That's important. Every name that is named, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ has been given the power of attorney, the legal right and authority to use the name of Jesus. Just as a woman married is given the legal right and authority to take the name of her husband, the man in whom she is covenanted, the man with whom she has been made one, the man and woman put together. The woman is given the man's name. She assumes that name as her very own name for the rest of her life. I want you to know Gloria Copeland can write the name of Copeland whether she feels married or not. I want you to know she can go to the bank and wipe me out. And then no banker over there that'll call and ask me about it. Why? Because it's her name just the same as it is mine. Where did she get it? She came into its life and into its authority and into the working of my name when the two of us were married or brought together as one in sworn covenant. That's what a marriage is. We are called the bride of Jesus Christ. We have been brought together with Him as one. The Bible says we are one with Him. We are one in Him. We're one spirit with the Lord. We're bone of His bone. We're flesh of His flesh. We've therefore been given His name. Now let's talk a moment about the name that's above every name. I was praying for a man over the telephone one day, a friend of mine, and he had a disease in his stomach. And while we were praying, it had not occurred to my mind, and I'd been preaching on the authority of the name of Jesus for a long time, for years. And I was talking to him over the phone, and he said, and I had discussed the word with him, shared some things with him, and he was ready to pray. I was ready to pray. So we were together about to enter into agreement. Jesus said, any two of you on earth that shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of it. His name can do anything He can do. Your name is as good as you are. If your word's no good, then your name is no good. If your name is no good, that means your word is no good. You see what I mean? His word is good, so His name is good. So as we were praying over the phone, he was agreeing with me and I was praying. And I prayed along there for a moment. And just as I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, this scripture that I just read to you flashed through my consciousness, through my spirit, through my mind, came out my mouth. His name has been exalted. He has been given a name which is above every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. And as I said that, and the rest of that scripture began to churn on the inside me, see, that at that name every knee shall bow. Now all of that in just a flash, just a moment of revelation in my spirit, just a quick flash by the Spirit of God, all that just, like you say, you know, just kind of gelled up at one time. It just flashed through a whole lot faster than I'm able to tell it to you here. I said with my mouth at that moment, I said, cancer is a name. Now that was a revelation to me. I knew everything was a name, you know, I mean, I'm not dumb, but it never had dawned on me. It's a name that's been named. And this said he's been given a name that's above every name that's named. That's not just talking about people. That's not just talking about devils. I mean, this desk, this is a desk. It's a name. This is a desk. It's a name. This is a coat. It's a name. Cancer is a name. Arthritis is a name. Disease is a name. Sickness is a name. Hallelujah. Poverty is a name. A curse is a name. Poverty is a curse. That's poverty and curse. Those are names. And as I said that, man, I want you to know my spirit exploded on the inside of me, and so did his. I said, the name, he's been exalted and given a name which is above every name. And I said, cancer, you're a name, and you have to bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Praise God. Now, not too long after that, I got a call, a very close friend of mine who is in the ministry, full-time preacher friend of mine, also a pilot friend of mine. He flies airplanes. He was a fighter pilot, United States Air Force, named Hugh Smith. And he's one of my best friends and one of the anointed men of God in this United States. And I got a call that Hugh had gone out to the airport. There was a mechanic that was doing some little something on his airplane. He was about to leave, go on a trip. And so he started around to pre-flight the airplane, and he figured by the time this guy gets through, I'll have most of this pre-flight done. I'll be ready to just get the airplane. I'll be gone, see? Well, he walked past one of the propellers, and it was standing up about like this, and as he did, he just moved it over this way. He just took hold of it and moved it about that far. That propeller, or rather the engine, the ignition, even though it was turned off inside the cockpit, had what you call a hot lead. The magneto was hot even though the switch was turned off. And it was just one of those freak things that as he touched that thing like this, that engine fired. And when it did, that prop came around and hit him in the face. It cut into his nose. It broke bones here, broke this eyebrow bone. He had fallen in a heap on the ground in his own blood. Was lying there just going in and out of consciousness. And he told me I could go on with this, but it's most of this for right now is immaterial to what we're talking about. But I wanted you to understand what kind of situation we're dealing with here. And looking back on it, he realized that just almost killed him. And if he hadn't known what he knew with the power of God and living by faith, he probably would have just gone on home to be with the Lord. Anyway, they took him to the hospital, got him over there, and that's he was there when I found out about it. So I went over to the hospital, and I was standing there next to him. And they came in there, you know, showing the x-rays and all that. And the guy said, you're going to have a plastic surgeon to sew your nose back on. Your nose is severed from your face. And he showed us the x-rays where this bone here was broken. There was a bone here broken and all that. And so they left the room. I said, Hugh, are you ready to pray? He said, I'm ready. So I caught him by the hand, and he and I began to pray. And this scripture that I just got through sharing with you came up on the inside of me. Now, this was after that flash of revelation that I'd had praying with this other friend of mine on the telephone. So this thing was alive, and by faith, the fire of God was burning in my spirit on it because of the revelation from God, see, about the name. I knew about the power of the name of Jesus. And all that, I preached all these things. But that revelation of every name that's named having to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Boy, I mean. And as I laid my hand on you, I said, and I was speaking to him. And I said, every cell of flesh, bow your knee to the name of Jesus. I said, every bone, bow your knee to the name of Jesus. I said, every ligament, every muscle, Bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Bow your knee to that healing name. And Hugh and I were in agreement together, and he began to speak in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that broken bone and command it to be well and to be healed. And we went through all this, you see, for a good little bit there. He and I together, we're going through the name of Jesus. Well, they transferred him to another hospital in order to have that plastic surgeon go in there and put his nose back. And so he went over there, and they came in and examined him again, these other doctors, because they had his x-rays and all that, but they wanted to bring, you know, they wanted their own x-rays too and everything. So they took these x-rays and all, and they came in there, and this doctor that was a plastic surgeon came in and said, Hugh, or Reverend Smith, he said, I'm gonna sew your nose back. But he said, you really didn't need a plastic surgeon. He said, our pictures here show that it's not as messed up as it looked like it was. And you really don't have any broken bones here. From the time we got him out of that hospital over into that other one, this bone had gone back together. This bone had gone back together. That doctor sewed his nose up across here like this. Instead of having to go inside and rebuild all that, he sewed all that back up. And before the week was out, it was either the next day or the day after. I don't remember now which, but either way, it's a miracle. Hugh Smith went back out there at that airport, got in that airplane, and flew to the Dakotas and started a new series of meetings up there. Praise God. A well man. Hallelujah. Why? Because of the name of Jesus and our born-again, God-given, blood-bought rights to fearlessly use that name in the face of destruction and disaster. Hallelujah. Amen.
There's a name that is above every name, a name that contains power to overcome every enemy and pull down every stronghold. It's the name of Jesus. The Power of the Name of Jesus package is a 10-CD series and companion study guide by Kenneth Copeland that gives you the foundation in the Word of God to know how the name of Jesus represents the very power of God the Father. Put that power to work in your life, and it'll lift you high above the circumstances you face each day. As you listen to Jesus, the name above every name, you'll learn how to use the name of Jesus and expect signs, wonders, and miracles to manifest in your life. And you will understand that your position in Christ places you in the heavenly realm to reign with Him, living a life full of victory. You have authority in this world. It's time to take your place. Don't go another day without knowing and drawing upon the name of Jesus. When you understand your authority and right to use His name, you will overcome. Receive your rights and your authority to use His name. Order the Power of the Name of Jesus package today for only $25.99 and enjoy a savings of 25%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number or write to us today. Discover the power to overcome the enemy and pull down the strongholds. The power in the name of Jesus. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Now We Are in Christ Jesus. This is a book by Brother Copeland, and there is nothing that is impossible to the man or woman of God who just knows who they are in Christ. And the Bible says that we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus, and Jesus is the express image of God. And God made up His mind. He determined for you and I to be conformed into that image. And being in Christ Jesus, that means you're saved. Being in Jesus means you're healed and you're delivered. And as a born-again child of God, sin has no dominion over you, and you have an inheritance. And God's Word has the capacity and the power to give you that inheritance, but you've got to accept it. You have to receive it by faith in Jesus. Now think about this. Everything Jesus received when He was raised from the dead, it's yours. all of it because you're a joint heir with Him. This is going to show you how to walk in the exceeding greatness of the power of God that's been made available to you. And that's when your body's healed. That's when you're blessed in your life and your family's at peace. Your prayers are answered. This is a powerful teaching, and you need to get a hold of this. It goes right along with what Brother Copeland's been teaching this week. So request your free copy today. You can get it as a mini book, or you can get it as a digital download at kcm.org. Now, while you're at kcm.org, be sure to check out the other ministry resources that we have. We've got a broadcast that you can go back and watch and download. You can read your daily devotional, Faith to Faith, there. You can search topics that would interest you, things like healing or protection for your family, the grace of God, the wisdom of God, all these things are available to you. Amen. Now, on this broadcast tomorrow, Brother Copeland's going to share how the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are safe. So if there are situations you're going through, things you're facing, you need to know that security and that peace is available to you. Make sure you watch this broadcast tomorrow. Don't miss it. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make Him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
We did a verse-by-verse study of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, the blessing of Abraham.
Yes.
And during the first week, we discovered that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law so that we can walk in the blessing of Abraham. We've been set on high above all the nations of the world, and we've been overtaken by the blessing.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.